Life is real, and so is pain, but I'm grateful with things to be grateful for, like the sun, because it's bright, it's life, and it brings forth. Every time it lifts, it's a reminder of new chances. I'm grateful for the moon, because it's a lamp for my thoughts and nighttime, right? The stars are our guidance, and we all share the same creator. I'm grateful. My mama's strong, my daddy loved me, all my sisters independent, my big brother's a believer. All my elders and ancestors are treasures to the tribe, and that I'm excited about. But I'm mad because I'm not out there with them. I didn't graduate high school or go on prom. I missed my baby sister graduation and wedding. I missed the birth of my niece, Lil Naja, DJ, baby Millie. I'm mad because these folks got me hostage for 45 years since 2008, and I still haven't seen no record of no preliminary hearing. I'm hurting because I forgot the feeling of my mother's flesh over the time. I lost moments with my daddy, like being with him during radiation. I'm sad because I feel my little ones don't know me or my touch. And family is all we know. All I know, life is real and so is pain. And recently I'm experiencing a rush of feelings and emotions I'm not used to. A flow of thoughts I can't shake. I know it's a reality I can't overthink, even though I do. It's a mountain, a warrior's anxiety I'm standing next to. How do I supposed to feel when I don't want to? Because I know, despite how deep I stay in my head, I can't think myself out of a feeling. I just have to feel. I have to allow my being to just be in my ether to vibrate in the space that is in with no resistance to that process. So that I could be a friend to myself first, then a good friend to someone else, like life, with all this reality that must be accepted, because I do want to live, but I can't live how I want until I heal. All scars are not seen, but they do exist. And if the scab after the wound doesn't complete its full cycle, then there's only room for opening for infection to creep in. I know the hardest thing about an athlete with a hamstring injury isn't the initial trauma, but the healing process itself. To not move how ones know they could when the spirit is still jumping and the mind is still moving is painful. Not to be an active member when ones know they're as active is torture, because one is forced to stop and rest and still fight for the spirit and mind to remain in position while the body catches up. This creates its own traumas and scars. The muscles, however, must. Meaning the repair after its tears to be anything to activities is invested into, and I, Jamil, gets active, so I, Jamil, have to heal first. Life is real and so is pain.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.